Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Alrighty then, what's up everybody? It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. It's America's Net Radio Talk. Welcome everybody, thank you so much for joining me this evening. Just a dreary day today. I mean, sun is shining somewhere, but it certainly wasn't shining in the Northeast today. Just a dreary, rainy day all day long. But you know what? I'm going to make you smile. The sun's not going to come out now, but hopefully tomorrow we'll see what happens. All right, everybody, it's September 30th, all right, 2016. Before you know it, like I said, today we'll be going for Christmas. All right, it's the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com and on Periscope today. You can go on the Facebook page, it's Ron Kelly Show. On Twitter, it's R. Kelly Show. Hit me up on Instagram, is Radio Man 2. I don't know too much about Instagram. I may need a tutorial on Instagram. I don't know too much about that, but right now you're listening to the Ron Kelly Show. The phone here is 646-668-2838, 646-668-2838. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. And I'm sure most of you heard about the train crash in Hoboken, New Jersey, place recently. And, actually, it was yesterday, the train crashed. To the barrier and just kept going right through the platform. One person was killed who was standing on the platform, about 100 injuries. And they're still trying to sort that out. Now, the engineer got out of, you know, the engineer was released from the hospital. I'm wondering why they're not trying to find out what happened, not asking him any questions. But I guess we'll, you know, find out pretty soon what's going on. All right, it's Open Line Friday on the Ron Kelly Show. We'll take your calls. And we'll let you talk whatever it is you want to talk about. Keep it clean now. Keep it clean. Plus, an update on the Hoboken train accident. And Congress, miraculously, Congress moonwalks, as I expected, on the Congress moonwalks on the Obama bill. Now, the president, the Congress had proposed a bill that 9/11 victims were able to, they would enable 9/11 victims to sue Saudi Arabia. Now, come on. Now. We don't even know if Saudi Arabia is culprit. We don't know. I mean, there's some people, you know, there's some conspiracy theory that Saudi Arabia did have something to do with it. But for, you know, as a matter of you know, we just don't know. You know, we just don't know. So the Congress proposed a bill that will allow 9/11 victims or family members of 9/11 victims to sue Saudi Arabia to get them back for their alleged role in the 9/11 attacks. Now, we don't know for sure if Saudi Arabia had anything to do with this. We just don't know. And President Obama, in his infinite wisdom, not infinite, but President Obama thought it best to veto the bill because he felt that people could come back on our country. So Obama vetoed the bill, and Congress overrode his bill. So now the Congress, if I can pull it up, let me use my other computer here. Now the Congress is moonwalking, backpedaling. The Congress is backpedaling because they fear that something may happen to our troops and our diplomats overseas, which is certainly a possibility. Now, you can't, you know, we don't know for sure Saudi Arabia had anything to do with the 9/11 attacks. We don't know. But we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the program. But like I said, it's open on Friday on the Ron Kelly Show. Phone number here is 646-668-2838. 646-668-2838. Whatever your beef is, 646-668-2838. 938. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. All right, everybody. Well, I'm struggling here to get my computer together. When the news came out about Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, right? I'm not a entertainment reporter or anything like that. I didn't really talk about entertainment. But when Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt allegedly broke up or whatever the case may be, you know, it was the biggest news. It was the biggest news that you ever heard. Huge. And it took over everything. It took over the election. It took over Hillary, Trump. When we heard that Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt were going to break up, it took over everything. All right. And, you know, I'm not no hater. I mean, if these people are successful, good for them and all of that. But I always wondered what the fascination was with celebrities. You know, what is the world, not just America, but worldwide, what is the fascination with celebrities? Like, they can't do anything wrong. You know, the Queen and Prince William and Prince Philip and, you know, and these people, you know, and it's like they can't do anything wrong. And I just don't get it. Because despite their wealth or whatever the case may be that they have, they're still human beings. You know, they're still human beings. And we just go hog wild when one of them does something. And I just don't get it. I just really don't get how we just start tripping when a celebrity does something wrong. Like, they can't do anything wrong. I mean, they're human beings just like us. They bleed just like we do. I mean, they're doing a lot better than we are, you know, and so on and so forth. But, I mean, there's people too. There are people just like us. So I never understood the fascination that we had with celebrities. I just don't get it. You know, I really just don't get the everybody goes gaga when a celebrity goes down for the count. I don't know if it's just straight up hate or what, but the fascination with celebrities is like unreal to me because they like anybody else. I don't mean to be too repetitive, folks, but they're just like everybody else. Except that they're rich and famous. So what makes their, you know, let me do something wrong and nobody's going to give a rat's behind about it. But one of these people, you know, it's all in the news. So I never understood the fascination, but, you know, hey, well, people are going to be fascinated with me one day. And they'll be hanging on my every word and waiting to see what I do wrong. But in any case, phone number here is 646-668-2838, 646-668. 2838. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Check up, you know what? You can get with me on Twitter. It's R. Kelly Show on Twitter. I'm trying to pull it up now so I can see what's going on. The Ron Kelly Show on Twitter. It's not coming up for some reason. But, so the Congress, we'll talk about that. You know what? I'll save that for a little bit later on. But like I said, it's the open line, and we want to hear from you. You know, we'll take your phone call, 646-668-2838, 646-668-2838. You can catch up with me on Facebook. It's Facebook is the Ron Kelly Show. And you can, you can get with me there. All right, so as I was saying earlier, we had the train crash yesterday. And, and there is a way. There is a way that they could have, that crash could have been prevented. There is a way. The Federal Railroad Administration, there's a way that that train crash could have been prevented. There's a way that all these train crashes could be prevented with something that's called positive train PTO. I mean, PTC, rather, positive train control. And what positive train control does, it stops the train if something happens to the conductor, it stops the train. it stops the train. But what has happened is that the government has given these people a pass. Not necessarily a pass, but the government is giving them a extension. The government gave them an extension, so that means that they don't really have to do it until 2017. They don't have to put in the system until 2017, which is outrageous to me. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. So in the meantime, trains are going to be crashing. Well, I don't want to say trains are going to be crashing because I don't want people to start thinking that trains are going to be crashing. Let me take that back. But they shouldn't be getting the railroad companies shouldn't be getting extensions. But look at the money they make. Look at all the money that these railroads make. So why should they get an extension? You know what I'm saying? Why should they get an extension? Okay. All right, in the news, they're saying that Hillary Clinton's chances of becoming president have skyrocketed for some reason. Don't know why. But I'm going to check out this article right here. It's on AOL.com. If my iPad ever starts working correctly, it keeps going to HSN. Like, I really want to be on HSN for whatever reason. So, yeah, so let's talk about the elections for a second. And Hillary, allegedly, her stock has climbed for some reason. Why? I don't know. Now, I'm not sure why my iPad keeps going to actually, I'm ready to throw it in the garbage because it's not working properly. Okay. Okay. All right, everybody, give me a second here, because this thing isn't acting right, as usual. And I was reading something about Hillary Clinton. You know, it's very important, everybody, that we get out and vote this year. Because, you know, we okay, this isn't working right. All right, everybody. Phone number here is 646-668-2838, 646-668-2838. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's open line Friday, everybody. We'll take your phone calls here at 646-668-2838. Now, you can hit me up on Twitter as well. It's R. Kelly Show, and on Facebook is The Ron Kelly Show. You can hit me up because my iPad is not acting right as usual, and I probably need to buy another one after I take this one back. But, yeah. Now, there's an article here. There was two sisters who were found at a resort. Two sisters. And they were found dead in their hotel room. These two sisters. And they're still trying to figure out why. Now, they did an autopsy, allegedly. And the autopsy results were released Friday for the two sisters found dead in their hotel room, luxury hotel room in Seychelles, in the Seychelles. And finally, the cause of death has been released. Robin Corky, 42, is one of the sisters. She died of acute pulmonary edema, and the other sister, Anne, who was 37, died from acute pulmonary and cerebral edema. Now, allegedly, there's supposed to have been some drugs in the room. I don't know. But this is what they're saying. Okay, and as I talked a little bit earlier, I was talking about this celebrity stuff and how people just go crazy when a celebrity does something wrong. Mary J. Blige announced that she was going to divorce her husband. Oh, the world was a Twitter. And I don't understand that. I mean, I'm no hater. I get it that people, you know, people, I don't understand why people are fascinated with celebrities and stuff, but I do. I know that they are. I don't understand why they are, but I know that people are fascinated with celebrities for some strange reason. You know, because again, they're people just like we are. You know, and so a lot of people out there saying, "Oh, he's just hating because he's not a celebrity." Well, I am a celebrity, but I am a celebrity, but I think that people, you know, when it comes to celebrities, I mean, they're ordinary people just like anybody else. And I just, like, I've met a few of them. I don't ask them for I don't ask them for their autographs or anything like that. I want somebody to ask me for my autograph. So I just kind of, you know, they just really don't mean that much to me. Anyway, the Ron Kelly Show is on Facebook. It's Ron R. Kelly. It's Ron Kelly Show, and on Twitter, it's R. Kelly Show. We had a great show yesterday, man. I was running up at the mouth, and we had a really good show yesterday, and we're going to try to duplicate that today. But we're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of the program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Oh, barf. What about that girl with a hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay? My arm. I think it's broken. Can you bend it? It's already bent. In the wrong direction. I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
That's right. Don't get it twisted, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. My iPad is not cooperating with me today, and I'm, like, really pissed off because it should be working. Okay. Now, you know, there's a story of a 22-year-old who was just about to be taken off of life support and wiggled their toe, which I thought that was, like, wow, because there was – I'm looking for the story. I can't find it here. But yeah, so what happened was there was a person who was a 22-year-old that was getting ready to be taken off life support, and what happened was the day they wiggled their toe just before the family was about to turn the switch. Just when they were about to turn the switch, the family noticed that the person had wiggled their toe. which was like unreal. And so, consequently, they didn't turn the switch off, and this person's going to be okay. Can you imagine that? I mean, just before you get ready to die, you know, they're all in the room, and the situation is the way it is, and boom. The person wiggles their toe, and they wind up living. They wind up not shutting the machine off. That is a fascinating story. All right, it's about it's about 22 minutes past the hour, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com. And as soon as I can get this stupid iPad to start working, I'll be all right. There's another hurricane headed toward the Caribbean, Matthew, Category 4. Okay, did anybody notice that Trump did not greet Oh, here it is. Did anybody notice that Trump dissed? Lester Holt did anybody notice that Trump dissed Lester Holt after the? Oh, this isn't working. All right, this isn't cooperating with me. So, okay, yeah, this is not going to cooperate with me. So I'm going to leave it alone. Now, it's a 22-year-old woman. This 22-year-old woman who once was in a coma is now being called a walking miracle after wiggling her toe only moments before family members prepared to take her off life support. Now, she can't remember the crash. But when she looks at the pictures of her in a coma, she said, "It seems unreal, and when I hear that my toe saved me, it's amazing." Now, she was in the passenger seat of a boyfriend's car in July when it crashed and flipped over. Oh, somebody's saving me. Ron Kelly Show, hello, how are you? Somebody calling from the 301 area code. Ron Kelly Show.
Oh, hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, who's this?
Oh, just a random caller. I'm just listening in to, like, the shows.
No, you're listening to me? Oh, yeah. Yeah. How you doing? What's on your mind?
I'm good. What's on my mind is I got a friend. I'm a lesbian, right? So I got a friend.
Okay.
She's in another country for 2 weeks.
She a girlfriend?
With an ex. Somebody I like.
Okay, so I just want to have the story right for my listeners. Now, you've never been with this person physically, or you've never been in a relationship with this person?
No, but this is a high school basketball teammate. I'm in my
30s okay.
now.
Okay. Does she know you had a crush on her?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we talk like we're both interested in each other. Yeah.
Is she a lesbian, too, or no?
Yeah, she's a lesbian.
Okay. Are y'all like the lipstick lesbians? Are y'all, you know, y'all the lesbians that still wear makeup and stuff, or y'all the other kind of lesbians?
I think we're just lesbians. I mean, we all just who we are. Yeah. I mean, I'm nothing particular. And we're both nothing in particular. I don't wear lipstick personally.
No. What I'm asking is, some lesbians are still they still women. You know what I mean? There's, you know, some lesbians, they try to look like dudes, and then some are still women. They wear dresses and they get their nails done and all that stuff, and you can't tell a lesbian from the other kind of lesbians who look hardcore and cut their hair and wear men's clothes and all of that stuff.
Oh yeah. Well, in that case, so we're both, since we play basketball, we're both like, you know, tomboyish, but she's a little bit more lipstick, like you say, than I am. So I would be, but I'm not like.
Oh, so you would be like the dude. You would be the dude.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Relationship. No, I'm not
yeah,
saying
I'm,
you
I'm
are,
female.
But I'm saying. Okay, you all. You sound like it. Okay, so all right. So there's a person. She. What country is she in?
I don't know if I want to say, cause just for her privacy. I mean.
Okay, is she in Europe? Is she in? I mean, if she's in Europe. There's 1,000 countries in Europe. We're not gonna know where she is, but.
Yeah.
She's not in North America, in other words.
No, No, no. She's okay. far. Right. She's far, far away. She's a different time zone. I mean, she's far away.
Yeah. Okay. So
but
you like this
with
person?
An ex. Yeah, I like this person. She's with an ex for 2 weeks. This is something they had already arranged before we got reconnected on Facebook. So, and then she just, like, vanished. Like, she's out there. I don't hear from her. You know, I don't suspect, since I know her since high school, I don't suspect anything crazy. But it's just like, damn, somebody goes to another country and they're gone. And I just need some input on that because I have no idea. It's my first experience.
Okay, is she with a dude or she's with another girl?
This is an ex. This is another female.
Oh, it's another female. Okay, and why is she taking a trip overseas with another female?
That I don't know. I'm assuming from the conversation that she's like on a legit vacation. Like they had planned it, and she's just, you know, staying with her at her house. And they're just, she's on vacation. That's what I know.
Okay, so what do you think is going on?
Unusual. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've only been reconnected with her for about 3 weeks. And it's just unusual. I can't expect her to, like, cancel the trip because it was already scheduled before we reconnected. But I just don't know I don't know what anyone else would do in a situation like that. You know, how would they feel? Like, this just seems a little bit bizarre to me.
Well, if they broke up, my first question would be, if they broke up, why are they, you know, and you, hold on, let me backpedal for a second. Now, you said they were at somebody's house, so does this person live over there?
Yes, this person lives over there, and she's at her house.
Okay, so it sounded to me like they really didn't break up. If you know, because if I was in a relationship with somebody and we broke up, I don't think we'd be going on that trip. I'd be trying to get my money back. You know,
yeah,
I don't think we'd be going unless there was some leftover interest still going on. You know what I mean? So you haven't been romantically involved with this person at all.
No, we really haven't.
So it hasn't been in a relationship. So y'all just know each other.
Right. And we were interested in each other, and we were trying to take it there, but we just couldn't really. She actually just went to another country. Before that, she came back from Hawaii, and she was there for about a week. So these past 3 weeks, well, 1 week plus two going forward, she's been gone the time we've tried to reconnect, really. So,
okay, so I mean,
but
you're saying, so how do you know she was interested in you if she's just gone? How do you know that? I mean, did she say she was interested in you?
We did some flirting, and I was just like, you know, yeah, you're going to be my girlfriend. You know, we were flirting pretty hard. And she was like, yeah, I'll be your girlfriend. And we just were calling each other girlfriend, and we were just, you know, I'd say just casually flirting, and we've talked about relationships and stuff. And we were just trying to really get to know each other on a closer level.
Okay. Well, I'm not exactly Elanya, but it seems to me that y'all really didn't have enough time to, you know, to really get into it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Y'all didn't have enough time to get into it. Now, she's overseas at this person's house. And they said they broke up. Now, do you know if she was talking to this other person during the time that you had seen her? I mean, do you know that?
No. Her story with the other person is that they are just friends. They dated a while back. They're now just friends, which I never go for that anyway. An ex is an ex. But she, you know, their story is that they're just friends, and she got invited to come down, to come to the country, and she came, and I'm just going to have to deal with it kind of thing.
Oh, she said she was going and you were going to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. It sounds to me like, I mean, there wasn't enough time. I know you, I understand you like this person, but it doesn't seem like, see, me, myself, I would run from something like that, you know, because
even though I know the person since high school.
We'll see the fact. See, you know, me personally, I would never want to start something with somebody who hasn't finished what they was doing before. You know, and it seems to me that she hasn't finished what she was doing because it was easily a trip that could have been canceled because they're at somebody's house. They're not. It's not like they had to go to a hotel or a resort, and they laid out all this money to stay wherever they were staying. So, you know, she's at her house. So it seems to me like there's still some strings attached. Even if they're not serious, there's still some strings attached. Me, I would probably stay away from that. I mean, I understand you've known her since you was in high school and stuff like that, but, you know, you haven't been together with her. You guys haven't been a couple, you know. No. And despite the fact – now, here's the thing. Now, despite the fact that she knows that you're interested in her, she still went with somebody else, knowing that.
Right. And her thing was, this was already planned, you know, you'll be fine, you know, you'll be fine, it's not a big deal, this is just my friend now. And my thing was, yeah, I have to go through the pain of this happening right now, but I know that I predict that when she comes back, because this person is so far away, it will kind of be like, hey, you know, we'll talk like nothing ever happened in a way. And I'm just like, you know, I'm not going to forget about it.
Now, wait a minute now. So the person, now, did they go together or was the person already overseas and she went to see her?
Yeah. So she was already there. She lived there and she went to go see her.
Oh, no. See, no. No, she couldn't get, I tell you, for me, she couldn't get that off because you are not, this person is overseas. You're going to stay on a plane for 18 hours to go see somebody else when I'm right here? People do what they want, but there's something there. It seems to me like she's not really being honest with you. And believe me, I'm a secure man. I have no insecurities whatsoever, but it seems to me like there's something going on there. Because if she can fly over there this time, she can fly over there again.
I mean, that was my thinking, and you know, talking to my friends, and they were just like, "Man, it was already planned. Don't be an a-hole. You know, something that she already planned out. Get over it, and just try to develop something closer when she comes back." And I'm kind of like, "Yeah, I don't think she likes me that much."
Well, see, I wouldn't, right? Because, you know, if she cared anything about you, and I don't want to say that I don't know for sure how she feels about you, but for her to make an effort to go, because she didn't have to go. I mean,
right.
It was already planned,
now,
what?
Her mom is going too. So there was another factor that I guess, you know, made sure that she was, because her mom is apparently going as well.
Oh, God, the moms went too?
Yeah, I don't know how that, you know what I mean?
The Mama Dukes went too? Wow.
Yeah.
Now, how'd that work?
Yeah, I don't know the ins and outs of that. I just know that much. And I was just
Let me ask you something. How long were they together?
Yeah, I don't know anything about that relationship. I know that, you know, it did seem like it was something very serious with the lady, but they are friends now, apparently, but... I did get this gist that it, because I didn't ask that so many questions, but I did get the gist that it was a, you know, pretty serious relationship that she, and I seen the girl on Facebook, she tagged her in a post, and, you know, she looks like she's also played basketball, so I can tell that they probably had a very meaningful relationship, you know, her being a basketball, both of them being basketball players, and I'm sure they were really involved with one another.
But see, the danger in all of that is, you know, you don't go from being lovers to being friends and, you know, just forget about you don't just forget about the past unless you can get it removed from your brain. So for me, me personally, if I was digging somebody and they went over there with somebody, they could stay over there. You know, I wouldn't want to be bothered with them anymore because there seems like there's something going on because even if the person is overseas, her heart could still be overseas and not with you, you know. I mean, it seemed like y'all was like kidding around and you know, like it seems like almost like it was a joke where you were saying you're going to be my girlfriend and this kind of stuff. And she, it doesn't seem to me, she really didn't take it seriously. Like, all right, we just playing, you know, ha ha he he. And, but see, I don't understand why you didn't move on her before, you know, during the time that y'all had to, you know, during the time that y'all had together. I don't understand why you didn't move on her and say that, look, I'm serious, you know, this is what I want to do, well, blah, blah, blah.
Well, she knows since high school, I've always been pretty slow paced when it comes to relationships. I mean, that's just, you know, she knows that. And it doesn't mean that somebody's interested in me and they want to take me out. I'm like, well, let's try it next month. No, I mean, I'll go out and stuff like that. But she did. She did want to meet up and she did want to hang out before she went. But for me, I allow a lot of patience when it comes to relationships because I'm able to see the full scope of the person. So in this case, I'm able to see, damn, I had just met you two or three weeks ago, or reconnected with you 2 or 3 weeks ago, and boom, you're going on vacations for weeks at a time, and I don't hear from you while you're on these vacations. So it's like, I'm glad I didn't, you know, move in on her as fast as most people would, because I would have been crushed. I haven't heard from her in like 2 days since she's been in China. Well, I'm telling you the country that she's in now, which is China. But I haven't heard
There's a billion people in China. I couldn't even begin to imagine who she might be she might be with. Is she Chinese?
No, it's not. No. She's a black
female. Okay.
I just did that for her. I don't know. Maybe she didn't want people to know, but whatever. It doesn't matter at this point. But like, yeah, I didn't think that we would move that. I didn't want to move that fast because I wanted to know what was up with her. And I'm glad, because otherwise, had we gotten closer and I like met a backup with her, I'd have been crushed not hearing from her while she's there.
Right, so she's been there for 2 days.
She's been there for about 3 days, actually.
3 days, and she hasn't called you.
We talked like the first day, like after she got off the plane and stuff, and we talked on the phone for a bit. But I could tell that her mind was just kind of like adjusting to, you know, being in a different country. I could tell it was just different. And then like that was it. And then they, you know, haven't talked to her since. She says, you know, phone. She can't, you know, use her phone and stuff, but we have FaceTime does work, iMessage works, but I'm assuming she has to be, like, in the house, so maybe she's just not in the house to talk to me, but I can't move past the fact that you're in another country with an ex in the first place. So.
Well, see, but the thing is, though, is that you and her didn't really, it's not like you was in a relationship with her. Or you had started a relationship with her, and then she turned around and said, hey, listen, I got to go and be with whoever, you know. So you haven't really started nothing with her. So you're the one that you know, you're trying to get with her, but you haven't really started anything with her. So I it sounds to me like she's just free, really, basically, to go and do what she wants because you haven't started anything with her. You know what I'm saying? You and her haven't started a relationship yet, so she's basically still like a free agent. I mean, y'all joked around and hee-hee-ha-ha, you could be my girl, et cetera, et cetera. But y'all didn't establish anything. You hadn't been with her.
Yeah.
You hadn't been physical with her. You know, what I would do. When she came back, right,
mm-hmm.
I would not lay down the law, but when she came back, I would let her know that this is real. I really feel for you. And, you know, but I don't want to get with you if you still got designs on somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
I know she's going to deny that. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, she can deny it all she wants, but the proof is in the pudding. Okay? And she can deny it all she wants. Come out. You know what I'm saying? It's going to come out because if she really feels for this other chick, she's going to be calling her. You know, next thing you know, she's going to be on another plane or the girl will be on the plane coming back here because China is like thousands of miles away from me. And I live in New Jersey and I have a problem going to the Bronx to see a woman. You know what I'm saying? It only takes a half hour to get there. So we're not talking about jumping on a plane and flying for 12 hours to see somebody. I mean, you have to be pretty special for me to, you know, to to fly halfway around the world to see you. You have to be pretty special. You know what I'm saying? So it seems to me, it seems to me like there's still something there. And then mama too, you know, it seems like there's still something there with the other girl, because you don't make that kind of effort unless you really care about somebody. And secondly, you can't go from being lovers to being friends. And like, it's never going to come up again.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's what I say, because I don't have any exes I don't have any ex lovers that I'm just friends with. You know, they try to be friends with me, but I'm like, nah, I'm not gonna fall for that, and I don't trust it. But because our community, this lesbian community, is, you know, I want to say this, I don't have nothing against guys. Like, I'm not one of those lesbians that's like,
thank you.
I'm absolutely nothing. It's just, you know, I'm just dating females. It's just what it is. But and our community is kind of small anyway, so people can do dumb stuff like go to countries and just do whatever they want, because there's not a large selection of just women or men to choose from in the first place. Whereas, like, in the straight community, I mean, there's a lot of fish in the sea. So you could easily say, oh, you're going to China? All right, see ya, next chick. I can't really, in my community, I can't really do that because it is that small.
Okay, and I can dig that. I got to take a break. I dig that the community is small, but because of that, you should value whatever, you know, if somebody likes you, if somebody's moving on you and you like the person, then you should value that because the community is small and because the pickings are slim. Let me tell you, in the straight community, pickings are slim out here too. I throw a lot of fish back in the water, let me tell you. You know, you got to kiss a lot of frogs before you find a princess. And, you know, it's hard to find somebody to fit that glass slipper. So what I'm saying is, if you really like this person, when he got back, I would find out exactly what the deal is. Hey, listen, I'm telling you this. This is how I feel. You down with it? You not down with it? If you are down with it, what's going on with Miss China? You know, do you still feel something for her? Because I don't want to get involved with you if you're involved with somebody else, or if your heart is still somewhere else, because I'll never have your heart if it's somewhere else. You know, so since it doesn't sound like y'all really actually started anything, I would see what the deal was when she got back. I wouldn't kick her to the curb. I would see what the deal is. She got back, and then I would ask, look, listen, this is how I feel. I wasn't just playing before. I'm serious. Are you down with it? If she say yeah, then I say, okay, now you didn't fly away to China because for Chinese food. So what's up with that? You know what I mean? And if she can be honest with you and tell you, you know, it's all good, because this is a small world. You know what I'm saying? And just because this person lives in China doesn't mean that she can't, like, her presence can't be felt right here in America.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I would do. I would, if you came back, or the next time, you know, I need to talk to you when you get back, and just put the cards on the table. Like, I don't want to be with you. You know, what's going on with you and this other person? And, you know, and just tell her. Because I don't think you really actually told her yet. You know, y'all joked around, but, you know, you didn't kiss her or nothing. You didn't hug her, nothing.
No, we didn't meet up yet.
So it's been like a vanilla type of friendship. Like, y'all haven't really even hooked up, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So I understand you got feelings for this person. You know, you liking her. I mean, you know, I met somebody who I knew when I was like 19. This is about maybe 30 years ago. I'm a little bit older than you. And and when we got together, I thought, when I saw her, you know, I heard the music playing and we run through the field slow motion, and I thought that we would have something great, but it didn't turn out that way. You know, because you can't, so, you know, you can't always recapture the past, you know.
So you guys dated when you were younger? too?
Yeah, we dated when we were younger. Matter of fact, we had lived together. She was a little bit older than me. I think she was like 22. I was like 19. And we lived together for a few years. And then we went our separate ways. And I saw her maybe like 5 or 6 years ago. And for the first few minutes, it was great. But after a while, I was like, you know, it's just not the same. Times have changed. She didn't have more kids and, you know, things have changed. So we never got together. So that's basically what I don't want to hold you hostage. That's basically what I would do. When she came back, I would wait till she came back. I wouldn't talk to her now, mm-hmm. you know, because she's, you know, she's over there with this other person. So I would want to talk to her when she got back. There'd be a face-to-face, say, listen, I really like you. I want to be with you. If you want to take this to the next level, what's going on with you and this other person? Because I don't want to get my feelings hurt, you know.
Right.
Because it seems to me like, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think with me, I'm definitely going to talk to her. I mean, I'm sure we're going to have that conversation. But by the time 2 weeks has passed by and I'm not really just talking to her, I can't imagine that it'll be the same. I think it's pretty much like the detriment to our friendship and potential dating scenario because of this. And it's like, it's unfortunate because I could predict it. And I know that's exactly what's going to happen. There's no way we're going to go right back at it how we were before she went for 2 weeks. That's too far of a gap in time. And you're with a past lover. So I think there's so much damage that I'm not really in tune with, you know, right now, that it will hit me 2 weeks from now. And I would have already moved on by that time. Not trying to kick her to the curb, but it's just the reality that who is going to be holding on for 2 weeks for somebody that is with their ex in another country and you don't hear from them for 2 weeks and then you think you're going to go back to normal. I think it's the end. And I'm sort of kind of sad about it. Not really, but a little. And
I didn't want to say that, but that's what I think too, that, you know, there's something else there. You know, you don't want to get into anything with anybody who's got, you know, strings still attached to somebody else. So it seems to me like there's still something there. So I wouldn't want to get involved with that either if I were, you know. So I would, you know, find somebody who's got no strings, who ain't flying to China, you know, because she is obviously, her head is somewhere else right now. You know,
right.
They just broke up. When you break up with somebody, you're supposed to break up with them. Break up, break it off. That's it. Because I'm not, I mean, I know some women that I've been with physically or whatever, and we don't see each other. You know, we might still be okay, but we don't be calling each other. If I happen to see her somewhere, I speak, you know, it wasn't like we left each other or we see each other. We have daggers and nothing like that. But we don't talk to each other. No, that's all right. We don't talk to each other, you know. We certainly not going to be flying on no plane. I'm not going on a plane to go see her. So, yeah, I wouldn't want to get involved with that unless maybe when she comes back and she seems like, you know, maybe she's like, wait, let's see what she tries to approach you. But it does seem like there's something still there because you don't go from lovers to friends. And because there's memories.
Right, and I mean, I do feel like she will make that connection with her for the 2 weeks, and then I will kind of be, I don't know why I'm predicting this, because I know it's going to happen. Like, I'll be dealing with her mini breakup again with the girl. You know, you spend time with somebody for 2 weeks, you kind of reconnect and whatnot, and then they're going to have to go through their little mini breakup because reality sets in and she's not there anymore. So it's like, it spirals into this whole situation that I'm trying to avoid. And I'm like the only person who can see that, because if you talk to her, she'll be like, no, it's cool. You know, I'll come back and we'll be back how we were before. And it's like, not going to happen. And, I guess I just needed your input, because I was just thinking like, oh, we'll go back to it. But that's not realistic.
No, because, you know, I mean, I hope you're not more confused than you were before you before I answered the phone. But, no, it seems like there's something else there. If I don't have nothing else going on, I would just, you know, we'd still be friends. We'd still be cool. I wouldn't approach you or nothing. I would just wait, kind of like stand back and look and see what happens. You know what I'm saying? And if she comes towards you, if she comes for you, all right, that's a whole different thing. But as far as, like, I mean, I wouldn't stop being her friend, but I would knock it off trying to make her a lover or a relationship with her. I would just be her friend and see how she, if she comes on to you. That's what I would do. I would just sit back and wait. We still friends. We still cool. But I'm going to sit back and I'm going to wait and see what you do. Now that you done got back from China, and because she's going to need time for whatever happened over there, she's going to need time for that to wear off too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She's going to need time for that. She's going to need a few weeks, a month, whatever, for that to wear off. So I would wait. I'd be her friend and I would stand back. And I wouldn't approach her or try to get with her. I would just stand back and wait. That's what I would do, you know, at the end of the day. Because you can still be her friend. She's going to come back at me and say, hey, what's up? How you doing? And I wouldn't, like, act like I don't have no interest, but I wouldn't be moving on her. I would stand back, and I'd let her come to me.
Because
there might be something there for y'all. There might be, you know, I can't say there ain't nothing there. There could be something there for y'all, you know. But I would stand back and wait because I certainly don't want to get in nothing with nobody who's thinking about somebody else while they laying up with me.
Right. Well, I mean, she definitely, I agree with you on that part because she definitely, you know, had a history of making some poor decisions in past relationships. She talked to me about, you know, she took a dog as a gift from somebody that was an ex, and the current girlfriend got upset. So she's already made some, you know, pretty bad decisions in a relationship. And so I already know that. But, you know, when you're on the other end, you're like, damn, you know, it's pretty much sucks.
Yeah, so stand back when she gets back. I know I gave you like 1,000 answers, but what I would do, when she got back, I would still be her friend, but I would stand back, you know, and let her come to you. Because if she comes to you, you know, and then on the same token, though, make sure she ain't just coming to you to try to ease the pain of leaving this other person either. You know, like you're just going to be a pillow, you know, and that's it. So, you know, I think that there could be something there for y'all, but since she may not feel the way you do, I would stand back and let her catch up to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just this unfortunate situation that I have to deal with, because I absolutely, if it were me, I would absolutely cancel the trip. I mean, if I was trying to pursue something serious, I would have absolutely found a way around it.
See, that's what I'm saying. I would never have left. I mean, if I was digging you, you digging me, you know, I wouldn't care how long that trip. I'd be like, look, listen, I'm trying to, especially, I'm not going to mortgage my future or past. So I would definitely be like, hey, listen, look, you know, I met somebody else, and I don't think I'm going to be coming over there. And that would be the end of it. You know,
right.
So her going over there, you know, her going over there leads me to believe there might be something else there. You know, I mean, China, Jesus, all the way to, you know, that's a long way. You know?
Yep.
So, yeah, so that's what I would do. That's what I would do. If she comes back, I would just play her like a friend and see what she does. That's what I would do.
All right. Thank you.
All right. And you can listen. I'm on every sound. I'm on every day. I'll let you have the whole show. I wasn't really talking about it anyway. But I usually have just stuff going on. But today I just didn't have anything going on. But I'm on every. I want to hear from you. I want you to call me back. And if you know, when she gets back, I want you to call me back. And I want to keep up with that. I want to know what happened. Can you do that?
I can definitely do that. Actually, we actually under this Zaggy and Tenny. She's the Tenny on the show. So I mean, I only have like 2 episodes. But if you want to listen to our like interaction on the first show, the second show is just my sister. Me and my sister just talking, but on the first show, if you care to listen, I mean, it's just us interacting, and you can kind of see how we are together. But you know, you can see that we're not close. but at the same time, we can laugh at the same jokes and stuff. But for that person, just to, like we just said, like I was just saying, you know, kind of up and leave and be gone, I'm just like, whoa. Like, I mean, I've dealt, you know, I'm 32, so I've dealt with some things, but, you know, it gets a little tougher as you get older to deal with things.
Well, she may not think that y'all really, you know, I mean, she may not have taken y'all, you know, taken that serious, you know what I'm saying? She might not have taken that serious.
A lot of people don't. I say with me, I get that a lot. And so I mean, that's a personal issue, I guess, because I would like the two people to take me a little bit more seriously. But I don't really dive deep into relationships. Like I said, I'm pretty surface with it. I like to paint. I just focus on other things than relationships. But, yeah, so I'm sure she didn't take it as serious as I would like her to. But still doesn't mean you go away for 2-3 weeks total and think you're going to come back to something the same. No.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, when she got back, I would just sit back and wait and observe. If you really like her and you think y'all might be able to do something, have something going on, I would just sit back and observe. If she came back, I wouldn't move on. I wouldn't talk to her about being a girlfriend or nothing. I would just sit back and observe and see how she acts.
Well,
you know what I'm
saying? I can tell you right now, I'm pretty confident that I'm like 90% sure that she's going to, because we're not going to talk that much, you know, obviously she doesn't have phone service, but I'm pretty confident that she's going to come back. She's still going to be dealing with being close with the young lady. I'm probably not going to talk to her until 2 weeks after she comes back, and then it's going to be kind of like this awkward, hey, oh, how was the trip? All right. You know what I mean? So I feel like it's the end anyway. I don't think that she would ever even try to pursue me after the ordeal. I mean, again, I've known her since high school, so I doubt that she – I think this is it, to be honest, like as far as us potentially dating. And I just don't see how she's going to recoil from that. I don't see that.
All right, well, I definitely want to know how this turns out, though. So I want you to hit me back, hit me up. I'm here only Fridays at 7. What's the name of your show?
Oh, Zaggy and Tenny Show.
I'll do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. It's like comedy. It's fun stuff. But, I mean, you just do it for fun. But you can see our interaction on the first show and kind of get a gauge for what, you know what I mean, how we were. I mean.
Yeah. So. But I think, you know, it's like when you get back, just sit back and watch. Like you're watching a movie. Just sit back and watch. And if she's for you, she gonna come to you. If she don't come to you, then you know what the deal is. If every conversation is about the other chick, then you know what's up, and you just move on, you know. And hey, no love lost, because y'all wasn't in a relationship anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, all right, let me break out of here. I got about 90 seconds left to the show. All right, thanks for calling, and good luck with that. And definitely hit me back up and let me know what happened. I'm interested.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks. All right, everybody, we're going to break out of here because it's about one time to toast. I apologize. I'm talking to this young lady, trying to help her out, because I really didn't have anything to talk about anyway tonight. But you can check me out next week. I'm going to have a producer who's going to be producing the show for me. Thank God. So we'll see you back here Monday with another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until everybody, take care of yourself. You know, this election is important. I'm not telling you to vote for Hillary or Trump, but vote your conscience. Don't vote, you know, who you like. Vote who, because sometimes it's not about voting who you like. It's sometimes it's voting about who you think is going to do the best job. And that best person to do the best job may not be the person you like. So definitely get out there and vote November 11th, I think it is. Too bad Obama can't have a third term, but that's the law. Anyway, we'll see you back here Monday. Have a great weekend. And be safe out there.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.